So now let's take a look at the lead guitar part. The first thing we have is an intro, and here's what we do during it. So on the opening F chord, we're going to play this. This is a D chord shape, but what I'm doing is I'm playing it up here in the 5th fret, and it makes it an F chord. So finger 1, you're on the 3rd string 5th fret. Finger 2, you're on the 1st string 5th fret. Finger 3, you're on the 2nd string 6th fret. I'll hit these and give them 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we have this. Now what this is a D minor shape, but I'm building it more around an F shape. So let me explain what I'm doing here. Finger 1 is holding down the first two strings, 6th fret. Finger 2 is on the 3rd string, 7th fret. Finger 3 is on the 4th string, 8th. My 4th finger, the little finger, is on the 2nd string, 8th. So when I play these 4 strings together, this is actually a G minor chord. And that matches up with the G minor chord that the rhythm guitar player is playing during the intro. Now, what I'm going to do with this G minor chord is this. So I'm going to strum the chord, and then I'm going to go to the 2nd string, 3 of those. I'm going to take that little finger off, and now I'm going to play the 2nd string, 6th fret, where the 1st finger is. Then I'm going to move just it down 1 fret, play that 2nd string, 5th fret, and then come back to the 3rd string, where the 2nd finger should still be holding down the 7th fret. So on this G minor, I have that. Then I'm going to take everything up 2 frets and do the exact same thing again for the A minor. So now I'm up here in the 8th, 9th, and 10th frets doing the same thing I did 2 frets lower. For the B flat, I'm back to that D shape, but this time in the 10th fret. So finger 1 and finger 2 are on the 3rd and 1st strings 10th fret. Finger 3 is on the 2nd string 11th. I'll strum these together, play the 2nd string 3 times, and then I'm going to play the 2nd string 10th fret. I'm letting my 1st finger bar flat to get that because it's right there. Then I'll go up to the 3rd string 12th fret, play that with the 3rd finger, and then I'll go to the 3rd string 10th fret, where the 1st finger already is. So here's what we have so far. And then we go back down. So we go back down to that 8th, 9th, and 10th frets, that D minor shape. But on the descension, we're going to do a different melody. We're going to have this. See, that's different. So I still strum the chord, and this is the A minor chord, so that's the 1st string 8th, 3rd string 7th, 2nd string 10th, 3rd or 4th string 10th, along with the 3rd finger. Strum this, hit the 2nd string 3 times, take that 4th finger off, give me that 2nd string 8th fret, and now what I'm going to have is the 4th finger going up to the 3rd string 10th fret. Hit that, then take it off and give me the 3rd string 9th. So instead of moving the 1st finger down a fret, it's going to stay, and then the little finger is going to give me that note on the 3rd string. Then we go down 2 frets and do that again. So it's back to that 4th finger playing that 3rd string, 8th fret in this case. Then we need a D flat. And all we do to get to it is take the 1st finger and bar right there in the 6th fret, 4th, 3rd, 2nd strings. We'll strum those strings together, and then we'll have, that's 4th, 3rd, and then I'm going to reach out with my 4th finger to play the 2nd string 9th fret. I'm going to play it and then pull it off to the 2nd finger waiting on the 2nd string 7th fret. So I have, then take it off and play the 2nd string 6th fret, which is part of the bar. So from the bar, we have this. Then I'll have, now this is for the C chord. So this is based around the fifth fret. I'll start off with a hammer on pull off. And this is the second string fifth to sixth frets, fingers one and two. And then I'll have, so that's third string seventh, fifth, fourth string seventh, back to the third string fifth. And I come back to rest on the second string, sixth fret, second finger, and that's where the verse begins. Let's see what we do once we get to the verses.